You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week, brought to you by...
Your company name here.
That's right. You could be a proud sponsor of the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week or our flagship show, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. If you're interested in supporting either of our very high-quality shows, just shoot us an email with the subject line, sponsorship, to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. Lord knows, we're desperate for cash.
Theodore.
The answer of the week is back! It's been a million years!
Why did you delete all that?
I don't know, because it got weird. We wandered off. We're starting over again. Deal with it. You guys got upset, so we decided we would keep doing this show. We were going to gently let it go because we were tired and it's a lot of work, but we can't. You guys demanded more, so here it is. Before we can move forward, though, I need Joe Patrick to tell us what we asked these nerds with like 2 months ago. I don't even remember.
When we started the show 3 years ago, good I asked God. The question, what did you guys think of the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
It's about time we talk about this.
I mean, it's old news at this point.
It's worth discussing.
It's worth discussing.
Worth discussing.
We want to know what you loved about it, what you're worried about, what you downright hated. All of your feelings, we want to feel them with you.
Let's get started. And we have a new nickname here. Jason Sachs, who's been calling the show for a while, but Google Voice decided he should be called Jason Sexier. Let's see what Jason Sexier had to say.
Hey guys, Jason Sachs here. Jason Sachs on the Twitter. I gotta say, I was not excited at all about the Guardians movie until I saw the trailer. When I saw the trailer, my head exploded. I can't even put my finger on exactly what it was that I got so excited about. I think more than anything, it's just the crazy attitude it shows. These are kind of Z-grade Marvel characters. I'm sorry. I know the Guardians have a lot of fans, but, you know, Rocket Raccoon is not exactly Captain America, but they freaking nailed it with the attitude and energy and just craziness of it. So it looks like a perfect summer popcorn movie, and I'll be there with my extra large popcorn and my catheter bag to keep myself from wetting myself because I'm having some.
Whoa, I'm glad he got cut off because I was getting gross.
Listen, he's excited.
Do me a favor, Jason, go to the bathroom beforehand or at least see the movie in a different theater than me. Let's see what Dwight from Chicago had to say about this. Hit us, Dwight.
Hey, guys. Dwight from Chicago, the one you totally dissed last week by not playing his answer of the week.
To be fair, Dwight called in really, really late.
After the cutoff, man.
Sorry, buddy.
We had already recorded.
Sorry, buddy.
I get it, though. I had a brain fart, so I understand why you didn't play mine. But to answer this week's question of the week, what did I think of the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy? The best I can sum up is a eh. I never read Thor, but I trusted Marvel, and I love both of those movies. I have never read Guardians of the Galaxy, and I still trust Marvel, so I'm going to go see it. And the trailer looked okay, but, you know, it is what it is. Question, though, if you have to have a hot woman in space, is it in Zoe Saldana's contract that she has to be that woman? I mean, it's great, and I love her, but wow. You didn't ask the question, but in regards to the whole Michael B. Jordan thing, I happen to agree. As long as they keep the Storm's related siblings, I think it'll be okay. And as a black man who loves comics, I think, like you, that they don't give us enough credit. If the movie's good, we're going to go see it. But anyway, I was going to go off on a rant there, but I don't have the time, and you might cut me off again. that's it, guys. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Dwight, we love you, baby. And for the record, this is Zoe Saldana's third color?
What do you mean?
I mean, she's been a blue creature in Avatar. She's been a beautiful black woman in Star Trek. And now she's a beautiful green woman in outer space. I'm pretty sure this is Zoe Saldana's third color.
Dwight, listen, man. I'm sorry. You called past the deadline. We need to do better about expressly stating that the deadline occurs at the same time every week.
I want to blame Joe Patrick.
We were already recording when you called. I see that you called on the day of. We had already recorded.
Very sweet of you.
I'm sorry.
And we're glad to have you back.
Yeah. Always happy to have you.
Sorry about that, Joe Patrick. He gets lazy about this stuff.
Why don't you love Guardians of the Galaxy more?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I get it. You didn't read the comics and stuff. But man, this is the first kind of oomph or meh that I've heard for the trailer.
It's true.
Yeah.
But there's bound to be people like that.
Well, you're allowed to do that, Dwight. You're allowed. Free country, man. This ain't Russia where Putin stomps on other countries nearby. No way, man.
Get off your soapbox.
I'm just saying.
Get off your soapbox. We're talking comics.
Let's jump over to L.A., see what Jason Inman thought of this trailer.
Hello, Joe and Matt. It is Jason Inman of Los Angeles, which I just got done leaving a 5-star rating on iTunes just for your podcast.
Aww.
Because I love it so much. What I'm here guy. To talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, my thoughts on it. Here are my thoughts on it. I never knew that an Ally McBeal song could be used over a superhero movie trailer. You know, I wasn't that impressed by this trailer, to be honest with you. There were a lot of cool shots. I love Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec, but, you know, color me very unimpressed. I just don't know. I mean, it just came off as a lot of exposition done by Dewey Cox for me. And I'm willing to be totally proven wrong about this movie. I hope I'm totally proven wrong by this movie. I hope this movie blows my socks off. But what I've seen so far, I don't care that much. I really want to see a story trailer. I want to see, like, what is the story of this going to be? Are we going to see Gamora going against her dad, Thanos? I want to find out. I want to know. And I want to know how is this going to connect to the Avengers. But anyways, that's all my thoughts on the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. You know, me and your Princess Ashley have started a podcast called Geek History Lesson, and I want to thank you guys so much for the mad shout-out on last week's episode. And that's why I gave you a 5-star rating also, because I like the podcast. But us podcast mothers have got to stick together. Peace out, and see you in the galaxy, you guardians of the podcast.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. True that, homie. Hey, you got to stick together.
Princess Ashley and Jason Inman, join the ranks of the podcast bros.
That's right.
Search for it. Hashtag podcast bros. It's out there.
It's a thing?
Oh, it's a thing.
Is this a new gang?
It's not a new gang.
You started a new gang that I don't know about?
It's not a gang.
It is
Relax.
A gang. It's all about gangs.
Listen, not everything's about you.
You know how much I love gangs.
Not everything's about you.
Jason Inman, also kind of a meh.
Yes, and I understand what he's saying, but my opinion...
They didn't give us much. I agree with that.
This is the first trailer.
Right.
And they have to sell it to the civilians.
Right.
And I totally get that it was all about tone.
It was all attitude.
Right. And we'll get story stuff later, I suspect.
Sure. Sure.
But I understand his hesitance.
Moving on to the TD Dubs. I have a feeling I know how this guy felt. Let's see what he's saying.
Hey, Joe and Matt. It's the TD Dubs calling in for the question of the week. The question was, our bitching and moaning about the new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I'll start off by reading comic books around 1980. I had no idea this comic book existed until you guys started talking about it on the podcast. Shame on me, I guess. Shame on me. Anyway, here are my thoughts. I've watched the trailer like 5 times, and the first thing I noticed is that the movie looks cool, but it's definitely got some 90s movie references going on, and it's crazy, absolutely crazy. The first one, when Chris Pratt, a.k.a. Star-Lord, grabs the whatever it is that he's grabbing, the orb, and the dude, I was kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool. But then they get into this moment where they're doing the lineup, which... It's a good way to introduce characters in a trailer. Okay, wonderful. It reminded me of The Usual Suspects when they do the lineup scene. There you go. And also, that scene with the dude from Amistad, and then I think it's Benicio Del Toro, who looks all kinds of crazy in the movie. That reminds me of that movie, The Fifth Element. Wah, wah. Thumbs down for that movie. That movie totally sucked French style.
No way,
also,
dude.
Also, the use of
Hooked
on a Feeling by Blue Suede. Come on, that was used in Reservoir Dogs. It's a lame song. Kind of strange for that movie. I guess it works.
It was.
Anyway, I would give the movie a chance. Once it gets on Netflix, there's no way in hell I'm shelling out $10 to see that. But it looks all right. And I was checking out the IMDb page, and it looks like pretty good cast. You know, John C. Reilly. Let's see. Vin Diesel's doing a voice in the movie. He's back in movies. Bradley Cooper's voicing Rocket Raccoon. Good for him. Good for him. Zoe Saldana playing an alien. Who would have thought? And let's see. What's going on here with this IMDb page? What's with this TV show Hannibal on NBC? You guys watch that? Look any good? Kind of looks stupid. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so he noticed he nailed the 90s references. He didn't mention that maybe the orb thing was a throwback to Raiders of the Lost Ark. Really? He missed that? Like, come on, TD Dubs. Come on, man.
I don't even know how to compartmentalize all of the things I found wrong in Tony's call.
First of all, The Fifth Element was awesome.
Yeah.
Second of all, Mobius created all the art director for that. I mean, that movie is totally badass. I couldn't disagree more.
Hooked on the Feeling. Listen, I love that song.
It's a great song. It's a great song. And it really worked here. It totally worked here. I got to totally disagree with him. But hey, just because he's one of our love slaves doesn't mean we can control these kids.
Okay? No, that's true.
They're allowed to have their own thoughts and feelings. All
coming soon, another tale of the TD Dubs. It's in the process right now. I'm watching it materialize.
After his beatings. We'll get to that.
He'll be lucky I don't revoke him. I'll revoke his status.
Let's see what Jared thought. Wooly Toots here, calling all the way from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hey, two-headed nerds. It's Jared, a.k.a. Wooly the Toots. And this is my answer of the week on the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Keeping it short and sweet. I think it looks good. Should be a lot of fun. I don't like the song that they used. Ooga chaka, ooga chaka. It just seems like they couldn't come up with something else and stole it from the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack. That's it. Actually, I'm a little concerned. I feel like it's maybe a little too jokey. But I don't know why. That is a concern for me. Because it does make the movie more accessible to more people, and a lot of people enjoy it, you know. But they kind of did that with Spider-Man, with walking down the street to disco music, and it sure made my mom love it. She thought that was great fun. So I guess moms will think this movie is great fun. Goodbye.
How come Reservoir Dogs has a permanent stranglehold on that song?
Especially when that song came out like 20 years before Reservoir Dogs.
Really? I'm sorry, you put the lime in the coconut anymore either.
It's Harry Nilsson. I love that song.
Controversially tying the humor in Guardians of the Galaxy to the attempt at humor in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see it.
Yeah, and again.
I get that worry.
Yeah.
Fine line, certainly.
I don't think this is going to have that kind of problem. I think this is just a fun teaser trailer where they're saying, hey, man, they're kind of jerks, you know, and just sort of giving us the gist of the attitude. And I think that's all it is.
I personally have always viewed the modern version of the Guardians of the Galaxy as a humorous.
Yeah. They're snarky guys.
It's got humorous elements, so having this movie have lots of humor in it is not really something that is, I feel,
out of line.
Contrary to the spirit of the Guardians.
No, they're extremely snarky.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But
that's not to say you're wrong.
Listen, everyone's got opinions.
That's legit.
Even Wooly the Toots.
It's legit. Let's jump back to L.A. and see what Princess Ashley thought.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week. And I'm going to go right on ahead and demand that this makes it in because you haven't posted a cutoff time on your Facebook page yet. And even though you posted your little note 13 hours ago that we could still call. So this is my opinion on the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I don't know much about the Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't care much about the Guardians of the Galaxy. So it was better than I ever could dare to have hoped. And I thought that Groot was pretty funny. I liked that they had the still camera so he had to lean down and you could just see the top of Rocket's head. That was about the most exciting thing that happened for me. I'm totally willing for the movie to prove me wrong and be awesome, but I also didn't see a lot in that trailer that made me think that it was going to. I thought it just kind of looked like they stole their aesthetic from Firefly, which I guess is fine. So yeah, really hope this makes it into the show. Gonna be pretty butthurt if it doesn't. Love you.
You're in, baby.
I see the Firefly reference. I could see that.
So Princess Ashley, as somebody with no exposure to the Guardians of the Galaxy, was not wowed by the trailer.
Well, it sounded like she liked it, though. She said it was going to be better. It looked better than she thought it would.
Sure, but it also didn't do anything to like win her over.
Okay. Well, but I mean, still, I think that's kind of maybe what Marvel is going for here. 99% of the population has no idea what the Guardians of the Galaxy are.
That's what she just said she was. She
right.
just identified herself.
And
in
I'm
that
saying
way.
It's like blank slate, basically. And I mean, she's not giving a negative report. And again, this is the first one. But I mean, the very first teaser trailer we've seen. And the thing with Groot and Rocket, I think that's going to go a pretty long way.
It's not a negative report, but she said, I watched the trailer. It was better than I was expecting it to be, but the best part about it was that scene where Groot had to lean down to get into the frame.
Yeah, it was cute.
That's not a ringing endorsement. She also said, I'm willing to be proven wrong
right.
and have it be awesome.
I bet
you. Which is also something you say when you think something looks stupid.
It's also something you say when you plan on going to see the movie. I mean, whether she loved it or not, she said, I'm willing to be proven wrong and I hope it's awesome. She's going to the movie. Come on. This is Princess Ashley we're talking about. The girl's a nerd. She's in. Go to the THN Consigliere to see what Ryan Forrest thought of the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Good morning, gentlemen. I totally loved it. I appreciated the nod to the Raiders of the Lost Ark at the beginning, and that really set the tone with the humor that I think you're going to see in the movie. I was kind of disappointed to read a lot of complaints about all the one-liners and the extension of what must be people thinking too much humor in the movie. And, you know, I don't want my Marvel movies doing superheroes in a Stanley Kubrick 2001 space odyssey. Frankly, the thing I love most about and am most surprised about all these movies, all of Marvel's movies, is the level of humor they've been able to infuse. Frankly, my favorite thing about Iron Man 3, and even to some extent Thor the Dark World, was just how funny they were. I think it really helps lighten the mood, and I think it's one of those deals where Marvel just says, you know, here are these movies about metal suits and green monsters and gods and devils and aliens, and guess what, guys? Don't take it too seriously. We're all just having a little fun here. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this. I keep waiting for someone or somebody to make the next Star Wars. And not in the sense of the cultural phenomenon, because that'll never happen. But just in the sense of the next great sci-fi movie. I can't even think of the last great sci-fi movie I made, and I hope this fills the role. So, there we go. Thanks.
I think he hit the nail exactly totally on
agree.
The head.
Couldn't agree more. Totally.
Excellent call.
Well, you know, and if you read most Marvel comics, they're not stone, mean, dark, you know, like they all have humor injected right. into them, and they're all a little snarky here and there. And he's right.
And I absolutely appreciate that.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
He was 100% correct when he said, look, we're expecting people to embrace a movie about metal suits with guys inside or right. mystical suits of armor that breathe fire.
A talking raccoon and a giant tree
and,
man. You know?
You know, it's okay for Marvel to say to those people, hey, we're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that they don't take the story seriously or that they're not serious about the craft or the characters. It just means, hey, we love these things because they're fun.
Right. And what was the best part of Star Wars? Han Solo and Chewie. You know why? Because they were funny. They were funny to watch together. They were buddies. They had a good time in space.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
And they didn't take anything too seriously. C-3PO and R2-D2, yeah. They were a cute gay couple. Don't get me wrong.
Great call, Ryan. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Stay in Omaha for a couple calls. We'll see what Harvey Locust has to say.
Hey, nerd. This is Harvey Locust trying to call in my answer of the week. I hope I'm getting it in on time. I keep screwing this up. Keep blaming it. So
we gave you an extra week, Harv.
I thought this trailer looked fantastic. I had no interest in this movie before, just like all the previous Marvel movies. I had no interest in until I saw something, a commercial, whatever, be it even, you know, the first Iron Man movie I didn't see till way, way later. But it sold me. It sold me. I want to see this movie. It looks fun. It looks, I don't give two craps about the Guardians of the Galaxy, but I will go see this movie, just on that. And I would also like to say that I'm going to try to answer previous questions of the week on the forums. So people, go there, check them out. Check out the forums right now. Go sign up. What are you doing listening to this? You should be typing away, forums. This is even available on your mobile sites. I mean, on your mobile devices, people. So get her done. Let's get those questions answered. I'm going to try to do it myself, even the one I submitted. I challenge Amazing Spider Brad to do the same thing. Get on there, because he's the one who loaded my question up. So let's get that done, Brad. Get on it. Late.
How much do we pay Harvey Locust?
Not enough.
Apparently not.
Not enough.
Excellent work, sir. Thank you.
That is another thumbs up from somebody who had no interest.
Yeah.
And thinks it looks good.
Yeah.
So?
I got to say, Harvey Locust, kind of in the same place my dad was when he saw the trailer. He's like, I don't know what this is, but man, it looks like a great time. <You know>? Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome aboard Aura McWilliams, old friend of ours, often referenced on That's the show. Right. Let's see what this creepy fucker had to say about the...
Possibly the biggest Guardians of the Galaxy fan that I know personally. Yeah.
Pound for pound, the biggest Guardians of the Galaxy fan I know personally.
That's not a fat joke.
That's not a fat joke.
Hey, two-headed nerd. This is your buddy, Aura McWilliams, long-time listener, first-time caller, talking about the answer of the week this week.
Listen how nervous he is. This is adorable.
The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I needed to talk about this, apparently. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy. You know that about me. I've loved it since the 90s. I have several sort of issues, things like that. I like the Abnett and Lanning run. The Bendis run is okay, you know, hit and miss. I've named my bird Drax. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. So this trailer, it's... gives me complicated feelings, shall I say. I'm worried. It's a movie about a dude with a raccoon, a tree, and two green people, and that they're going to Disney-fy the heck out of it. Right? The Nova Corps was cool, like, but the one-liners in this trailer are a killer. Like, I am so concerned that, like, this is going to be Batman and Robin all over again. Everybody chill, you know? So... other than that, I think my 3 minutes are up. So, have a good day. Good luck with the podcast. Talk to you guys later.
Sounds like a suicide note when he ends it like that. Have a nice life. I get it. A little worried about the one-liners and stuff. I don't think you have to worry about the Marvel movie franchise getting Batman and Robin. I really don't think. In fact, I don't think anybody ever makes that mistake again.
Certainly.
Yeah. Really. I mean, you get why Aura's worried.
I do. I know, like, Aura loves the Guardians of the Galaxy like I love the New Warriors.
Like, as much as the Thor core. Which, by the way, only person that loves the Thor core.
He loves Dargo, future Thor.
Oh, God.
Thunderstrike, Beta Ray Bill.
I love Beta Ray Bill, but that's it. That's where I draw the line.
So I get it. The difference between what I saw in the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer and what happened in Batman and Robin is that the stuff in the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer was actually funny.
Right.
What is there to say that Marvel can't choose to make an action comedy?
Right. I mean, they already basically have with Iron Man 3 times.
I mean, I wouldn't even go so far as to call Iron Man a comedy, but...
I laughed through it.
Well, yeah, it's got humorous elements, but I'm okay with them having something with a different tone.
No, totally.
As long as it's good. If it's good, I don't care. Yeah. It's got one-liners, fine, but I think it's hilarious that John C. Reilly's second-in-command in the Nova Corps called them a-holes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious to me.
It's totally funny. Yeah. Like, space is not as serious as we thought it was. Like, that's kind of cool. Because normally, like, every time we go into outer space, everyone speaks with a strange accent in broken English. You know, like, it's kind of nice to see them be like, these guys are f***ing dicks.
I don't know. I understand, Aura. I understand. And boy, if they were making a new Warriors movie, I'd be right there with you.
Sure.
I totally get it. I guess that I got such a positive feeling from the trailer as opposed to they're making this serious, like Guardians of the Galaxy, even when it was just a straight up superhero book in the 90s starring those characters from the future, it wasn't dead serious.
No.
So,
and those characters are ridiculous, so you kind of had to laugh.
Listen, Charlie 27, Yondu, who is in this movie.
Yondu is in the movie, but I think he's a bad guy.
Vance Astro.
I think Yondu's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's played by Michael Rooker. Of course he's a bad guy.
Yeah, so Michael Rooker cannot be a good guy in anything. Let's move on to the MP3 crew. We start with our very own THN master of coin, Mr. Stephen Fino. He was so excited about his call that he screamed the lyrics to Hooked on a Feeling in all caps in his email.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, 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 shaka, ooga, 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 shaka. Hello again, this is Lord Steven once again sending in my answer to the question of the week. I haven't been able to send in an answer for the last 3 or so questions. I've been really, really busy at the start of a new semester, and I couldn't think of a definitive answer to either of the question, to either of the 3 questions that were asked. So, anyway, yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, I thought it was a really good trailer. I really liked how it gave a good impression of what the film is going to look like and what tone of it's going to be without giving away too much of the plot, which has been a huge problem with movie trailers in recent years. I suppose in terms of criticisms, I suppose I'm a bit disappointed that you couldn't hear any dialogue from team members outside of Star-Lord. I know a lot of people are anxiously waiting to hear what various characters are going to sound like, Groot and Rocket Raccoon in particular, but we're still a long way off from when the film is actually coming out, so we'll probably have a lot more of them in later trailers. So anyway, yeah, I really like the trailer. I'm looking forward to the film. Bye.
He loves it. Steven, he totally loves it.
Calling from the cockpit of a Harrier jet.
It sounded like he was taking off, didn't it?
I'm glad that he likes it. I liked it too.
You know what?
I'm going to talk about that more in a little bit.
And honestly, I hope that when we do hear Rocket Raccoon's voice, I don't want Bradley Cooper to do anything different than what he would normally do.
They've already released a clip of him talking. It just
sounds like Bradley Cooper.
It's just Bradley Cooper.
And I'm fine with it. Yeah. Like, I'm totally fine. I love that, like, Bradley Cooper's voice just comes out of his mouth.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right. I mean, I would like to hear Groot, but I'm really hoping that they save...
Right.
Like, the conversation that I keep having with Jared at the shop is that...
Jared Woolly Toots.
Woolly Toots, yeah. Okay. Is that... He would have really loved it if they had just saved the Hulk reveal for the actual Avengers movie. Like, you know that the Hulk is in it, and that's fine, but you don't ever actually need to really see him.
Right. I agree.
In full in the trailer.
I agree.
They gave it to us, and that's fine.
Sure.
But how much sweeter would it have been if the Hulk showed up for the first time?
Yeah, the first time you saw him.
And you were seeing it fresh.
Whoa!
So part of me really wants to just be very happily surprised when... Groot speaks and springs into action for the first time. I don't think that Marvel will be able to contain themselves that long.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But
I don't. And Disney won't let them. They'll be like, nope, give them the money shot.
We'll see. I think Rocket Raccoon is probably the thing people were most worried about. Is what's Rocket going to sound like? Steven, we missed you, and we're glad you're back.
I love that he refers to himself as Lord Steven.
Absolutely. What good is a rank if you can't use it?
I agree. Everybody give yourself titles. You have our permission.
No, you do not have our permission.
You have my permission.
You do not have permission to give yourself a title.
Sure you do.
A title will be bestowed upon you if you're lucky.
Lord Steven threw his on there. I'm just saying.
He has chutzpah.
Let's see what Senior Randy Andrews has to
That's
say.
That's not a title.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews with the question of the week. I have got to say, I am really excited for this film. The only thing that I did not like was that they actually called Mr. Quill Jason Quill instead of calling him Peter. That's the only complaint I have. Everything else, I love the humor. I thought they got the humor just right on cue, and everything else looked amazing. And they even dressed up Karen Gillan to look really crazy looking in her blue makeup as Nebula. And it's a far cry from what she was in Doctor Who. So anyway, that's my answer, guys. Hope you like it. And I'm really looking forward to the movie. Talk to you later. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the loudest man on the planet, Randy Andrews. I had to turn him way down.
Randy wanted me to tell you that he was listening to the Dune soundtrack last time when he called
I picked
in.
Up on it. Afterwards, I sat there and I thought about it. I'm like, I know that. I totally know that. It was Dune. Totally. So,
in reverse order, Karen Gillan as... Nebula looks amazing.
I thought he said Kieran Gillan. I was like, wait a minute. Kieran Gillan's a dude. It's a like, I've met Kieran Gillen. Like, he introduced this show. He's a British guy.
Karen Gillan as Nebula looks amazing. She looks great.
Yeah, right.
They did an awesome job, and she looks just like Nebula from the comics.
Yeah, like right off the page.
I love it. I love it. I think you missed a little something in the lineup scene. They called him Peter Jason Quill. Yes. They read his whole name, first, middle, last.
His father's name is also Jason, which is his middle name, Peter Jason Quill. Dad was like royalty or whatever.
Well, but it's like Jason or whatever, J apostrophe S-O-N.
Yeah. Like a rap name.
King of the Spartax.
There you go. Good call.
I guess.
Yeah, because Pete, royalty.
That's right. He's half alien.
Right on, Rando. Just, you know, watch your levels a little bit. That's all I ask, buddy.
There's no watching his levels. He's recording it into his phone.
Phone?
Yes. In fact, I confirmed that's what that scratchy sound is.
Moving right along. Shonix called in. See what he has to say. It was nice of him to back me up on Twitter this week after mean old Joe Patrick badgered me into giving Fantastic Four a buy-it.
Yeah. Your opinions are your own.
Hello, Twitter nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week regarding the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I've watched it a couple times since its first debut. I've enjoyed it. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks kind of crazy. Love the look of it, the character design, and I'm warming up to the look of Star-Lord. His mask is warming up to me, but those shots of Nebula were pretty sweet. I'm down. You know, I'll have to see what's going to happen, but it looks a lot of fun. Looks like there's going to be a prison riot and nothing like a bunch of aliens fighting in a space prison. I'm down for that, of course. But, you know, Batista's my only drawback in that movie, and I hope he doesn't get too much airtime because I just don't think that guy can speak well. Kind of like me. But, hey, awesome question. I'm excited for the movie. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.
I will have you know, Batista was absolutely amazing in the RZA's The Man with the Iron Fist.
But what did he really have to do in it?
He had to whoop a bunch of ass is what he had to do.
But did he have a lot of soliloquies?
He was an unstoppable juggernaut. He was fantastic. Well, I mean, like, Drax is a soft-spoken guy. He barely says anything.
No,
it's not like Drax goes off on,
Drax
like...
Drax talks plenty.
But he doesn't go off on, like, long speeches. He's a man of few words. You can't dispute that. And our final call comes from the newest member of the MP3 crew, ladies and gentlemen, and I present to you, Zach, with two Ks, Hollowell. Just like Zach Wilde. That's how he spells his name.
Yeah.
Who do you play with?
A band.
Yep. Anyone in particular? Ozzy Osbourne.
He has a solo career.
He's in the Black Label Society, too. Let's see what Zach Hollowell had to say.
Well, you've tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks and you're an orgasmatics. You're an orgasmatics. Sneaking in the back door with Teddy magazine. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasmatics.
Hey nerds, this is Zach Hollowell calling in for the answer of the week. And hold on one second.
Get in here and put a baby in me.
I'll be right there. Hi guys. I'm calling about the answer of the week. Let's see. I want to start out by talking about James Gunn. James Gunn is an amazing director. He's actually one of my favorite directors. If you haven't seen Slither, Slither is hilarious and scary and gross and wonderful. It's one of my favorite horror movies, actually, of the last decade easily. He also did the PG porns. If you haven't seen PG porn, it's one of the
really
funniest things on the internet. I think he did them for Funny or Die. Essentially, he's just a really funny guy, and he really gets directing, and he's got a great style. I love everything he's done. About the movie, I couldn't be more excited. I liked Guardians of the Galaxy back in the 90s, but I didn't really get into it. The new series, I'm really loving, and everything I'm seeing says that this feels like the new series. Come on, it's got Rocket Raccoon. Who couldn't like Rocket Raccoon? And it's got Groot. Groot looks amazing. I think he looks really great. Me and J.J. Carroll don't really agree on the Groot that they're using a little bit, but I think he's wonderful. I kind of always thought of Groot as being kind of the, you know, gentle, nice, until he doesn't have to be kind of monster-y guy.
Yeah.
And I think J.J. just thinks he's, you know, mean and crushes things a lot. Yeah, I think it's really going to be great. And, you know, Dr. Steve Brule's in it. So hopefully they let him say the word dingus sometime through it. So thanks, boys. Have a good show. Bye.
Okay, JJ's problem is he's thinking of Groot from like the old Where Monsters Dwell issue.
Who's JJ?
JJ's a buddy of both of ours that we know. He's got like a full sleeve of Jack Kirby art tattooed on him. Good guy.
Yeah, Groot. So he's that's thinking back of, from where Groot was from the Planet X.
Yeah, he's thinking
he was the warlord of Planet X.
Where Monsters Dwell, Groot, is what he's got, which was just like, I am Groot! And everyone's running in pace, terrified.
I think Zach is right in that the characterization from the Guardians for Groot is that of somebody who's
a gentle giant,
cultured and sensitive.
Yeah,
unless he doesn't have to be. Right. I think that was a good way to put it.
Yes,
and so it's easy to discount him as just a giant monster that smashes things, but really,
he's more like
that scene. There's that scene.
He's more like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
There's that scene from I don't remember.
You're not going to give me that.
Yes, it's fine. He's like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
There's that scene, and I think it's from one of the Annihilation books, or I don't remember what it's from, but I believe it's an Abnett and Lanning thing, and it's where the Guardians meet the Inhumans, and Maximus the Mad
is talking
to Groot, and everyone is like, what are you doing?
They're having a conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
And Maximus points out that like their feeble, their tiny animal brains can't possibly comprehend the nuance in the thousands and thousands of different ways Groot says, I am Groot.
Yeah, he's like, can't you hear the inflection in his voice?
And how he's so philosophical and intelligent.
Yeah. He calls him like a warrior poet or something like
that. I love it. I love that.
It was totally great.
One of the best things to ever happen to that character. And I think Zach's got it exactly right.
And I'm glad Zach brings up James Gunn, because James Gunn is another guy that vastly underappreciated by Hollywood, did Slither. It didn't make enough money. He kind of got swept aside and they were just like, you don't have any talent. You can't make us any cash. Slither was great. He's a super talented director. So I just love that everybody's getting these second chances to do major blockbuster movies. And I totally agree. I think this looked fantastic. I thought the characters were spot on. I'm not worried about Batista's performance as Drax, but I will say he looks different than what I pictured. Like it seems like he's kind of got scars all over his body or something.
Well, they're red marks. I mean, it's like in the comics, so they're just a little...
It doesn't bother me that much.
You know what? It reminds me of this. Like, Spider-Man's costume in the movies. It can't just be red and blue.
Right.
No, it's got to be red, but full of weird little patterns in it.
Yeah.
That's what Drax's red marks
remind me of. And Spider-Man, sat down and, you know, Peter Parker in his spare time just whipped it up.
You're right.
Really? That's true. That's something. No, but, I mean, that was the only one. I think everybody else. Gamora looks great. Rocket and Groot look fantastic. I wasn't really sure about Chris Pratt as Star-Lord, but seeing him in the trailer and the way they're going to carry it, I think it's perfect. You know, I mean, like, I'm just not worried at all. I have no worries.
Right. I love the tech they're taking, and I don't remember. It's been several years since the Abnett and Lanning Guardians of the Galaxy went away.
Right.
And so all that's fresh in my memory is the Bendis version, but nothing that happened in the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer seemed contrary to what I understood to be true about those characters.
No, absolutely. And to be fair, Bendis has really carried on with the same feel as the Abnett and Lanning version. To a degree.
I love the idea that Star-Lord is just kind of this pathetic character. Not that he's not capable.
Right.
That's not the same thing. It's just that nobody knows or respects him.
He's a scallywag.
Which absolutely is, it's wonderful to me.
He's Han Solo. I mean, he's absolutely Han Solo.
Yes, he's a scruffy looking nerf herder.
Exactly.
You know, we said it before about Groot and Rocket. I think that they visually are stunning. The voices will be fine. Vin Diesel voiced the Iron Giant. I have no problems.
And that's exactly what I picture Groot sounding like.
With him voicing Groot.
If he sounds like the Iron Giant, fine with it.
Right. The Nova Corps are obviously very different than in the comics. In the comics, they are super powered, essentially Marvel's Green Lanterns. And this has them more like a military outfit, you know, cops with equipment.
Right.
And I'm fine with that, because going full comic version is maybe a little much.
Well, and maybe this is just part of the Nova Corps. Who knows? I mean,
sure.
We haven't seen the whole thing. It wouldn't surprise me if they do introduce some of the like actual Nova Corps members flying around with talking helmets and stuff.
What if Rich Rider's in it?
Why not? You know?
What if Rich Rider's in this movie? He'd
probably be the younger one that they're trying to push on us. Which I'm okay with it. I really like the Nova book. It's a lot of fun.
I'm excited to see what Ronan the Accuser looks like.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because we had some debate about that guy, Lee Pace, playing Ronan the Accuser. To sum up my feelings, we've talked about him off and on. Guardians of the Galaxy is the property that I think it's safe to say I had the least investment in. Not that I don't love the Guardians, but compared to Captain America and Iron Man and the Avengers, I have less of an attachment to the Guardians. So I was more willing to accept changes and differences. But I thought it was spot on.
Yeah.
And I think that this has the potential to be not necessarily Marvel's most successful movie, but I think it has potential to be Marvel's best movie yet.
Good, yeah.
Because it has way less baggage bogging it down.
It's a great first trailer. I'm super excited.
Yes, absolutely.
Guys, I'm so sorry that it took this long to get to this one. We will be back with a new question of the week this weekend with a new episode of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast, your favorite show on the internet, I'm sure. That's why you listen. And
only show on the internet.
Joe Patrick will be posting that on Friday on the THN forums. Like Carvey Locus said, go there, sign up, type your answer, or call us 402-819-4894. Leave us a message. Send us an MP3 if you want to be cool, like Shaunix and Zach Hollowell and Randy Andrews and Stephen Fino. Those guys are awesome.
No MP3s from Shock and Myers?
Hey, they're busy. I get it, you know.
Too busy.
Yeah. Too busy hassling us to call in with our nerd confessions.
I was happy to do it because
they
are dedicated contributors.
I did it under Twitter duress, okay? We'll see you guys this weekend. Thanks again for listening.
Hey, nerds, if you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the answer of the week section of the THN forums.